portion of Scripture, and this morning I will I will see through the eyes of five different men who were at Calvary. And following the time, I'd like to ask that we have a time of meditation. Well, in Matthew 27:45, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and had offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Well, my name is Judas, and it's Friday morning. I cannot believe what I am seeing. They have Jesus, a rope around his neck and a rope around his wrists, and they're leading him down the road to Pilate's palace. He's bruised and bloody and beaten. He looks awful. I didn't think it would ever come to this. I really didn't. You see, I walked with him for 3 years. I knew the places that he went and where he liked to go, and I heard him talk, and I listened to his teachings, and I saw the miracles, but I never thought it would happen like this. I thought he would overcome. I thought he would do something. But it looks awful. Yesterday afternoon, well, I was the treasurer of the group of us disciples. I took care of the money. I liked money. Yesterday afternoon, I went to the religious leaders, and I said to those men, "You know, you want Jesus, and you want to take him secretly so the people don't know, and I know where he could be and where you could get him. What's it worth to you?" "Oh, 30 pieces of silver? A deal." And then last night, we were at the Passover, and it was a celebration dinner. And then Jesus became so quiet. And he said, "One of you will betray me tonight." And then it got so still in the room.